Welcome to Nefi Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Lui Nishmas from Moshe Haaretz Zatzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Tes in the Art School of Vahadar edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Ches towards the middle of Amud Aleph. Sok de Mishto Tikro She'ina Leo Mazivo. If you have a ceiling, you have the roof boards that don't have plaster on them, meaning they're not glued together. Rabbi Yudo Aimer Mishum Bisil. The reader says, according to Bisil, how can you use this roof as a schach? It's something which is used the entire year. You loosen it, you shake it. Or you take one in between. Meaning between every two boards, you take something in between, put schach there. Either one of these methods makes this ceiling kosher for sukkah. You have to do both. You have to shake it, and you have to take one between each two. Rav Chaim explains, because according to Bishamai, except the fact you're not allowed to use something which is already existing, which is not made for sukkah, you also have to have a gzeiras tikra. If someone will come and use regular roof, he'll come to use roof they did not shake. So that's why according to Bishamai, you have to do more than just shake it. Rameir says, you take one in between, you don't have to shake it. Meaning, even according to Bishamai, that's what he holds. So, tomorrow, the court of mayor in Pikpik and Otsarito Lachas Minatayim. Meaning, your mayor holds either one of the methods works, either to shake them or to take one between each two. You don't have to do both. And there's no machlokes b'chami still regarding that. Halachotet, Zog the Mishnah, Hamekare Sukkosr b'shipudim. Someone puts on a sukkah spits made out of metal, or Baruch Samito, or you talk about the bed boards made out of metal. If there's space in between them, meaning, if it's 50% metal, 50% schach, you're fine, as long as you have the space in between the amount of the metal, so you should be okay. Someone who hollows in a haystack, means they make a space in the haystack, but he did not move the top of the haystack, to create a sukkah over there, ain't a sukkah. Why? Because he didn't pick up the schach. It's there already. So that's not a good sukkah, as we'll see in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tani, it says in the Braisa, Yoyser Mikamoysum. In our Mishnah, it says that the space between the spits needs to be the amount of the spits, meaning 50% schach, 50% metal is okay. But the Braisa says you need to have space more than the spits. It needs to be that the airspace will be more than the spits, meaning that the schach has to be more than the spits. So the Chur, it seems to be the Braisa argues in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, meaning, Chavirai said there's no machlokes. Also, the Braisa agrees that half and half is good. But the reason why the Braisa says to do more space than spits, because you can't put exactly schach into a hole, which is the exact amount. So if you have a space of 2 inches between the spits, you can't fill the 2 inches with schach. You're going to be 1.9 inches of schach. So if it's exactly the amount of spits as the amount of air, you will have less schach than spits. 50% is okay. That's why it says to have a little bit more air, so you'll have more space to put in the schach. Hey, look at the glass. You can make sure that the glass has exact space, and then you put in the missing boards. You couldn't measure it to have the exact amount go into the empty space. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, says it a little differently. Tama nichnas v'yotze. When the Mishnah says that you have revach kamoisum, doesn't mean you have the amount of space like the spits. You have amount of space that will be easy to put in schach kamoisum, like the size of the spits. Meaning that the revach will be more. Nichnas v'yotze. It's easy to go in and out. Hacha in the Braisa nichnas v'yotze. Here in the Braisa, we're talking the full space, as if you're putting schach and filling out the whole space. Meaning Rabbi Yosi holds you need to have more schach than schach pasul. So in the Mishnah that says kemoisom, it means that it's easy for the schach to go in and out. So you have more space and the schach can go in. And when it says in the Braisa that you need to have more kemoisom, it means if you fill the entire space with schach, and referring to the amount that the schach can go in with a bedoich gadol, and really you need to have more schach kosher than schach pasul. Continues the Gemara and speaks about the next part of the Mishnah that says achoytit begodish some ohalos the haystack. So avol b'shabirchon, what's the reason it's a problem? Because she nearest kyoitzer. it looks like he's putting a sukkah in the oitzer, meaning already a storage place already exists. So even though here he hallowed it, and really it should be kosher, because he created a sukkah, but it doesn't look like it. If someone goes from the outside, it looks like it's something which is already there. And someone will come use a something which is a storage place from before, which and he won't prepare it for sukkah. Tani Abchio, he learns a different reason. He learns a deraisa. You have to create a sukkah, not something which is created. Here, the schach was already there. He did not touch the schach. He just touched the walls. He created the space in order to get in there. But the schach was already there. So that's what's a hisser. What's the difference between the two explanations? So the Gemara of Chaim is, Yoshabo. What happens if Bidyevi did use it? So according to Reb Chiyo, that it's at the right, so you can't do Tasa Lomina, so it's possible. But according to Reb Yechanan, it's Kshero. Because it's only Exer de Abanan, Bidyevi that works. Halacha Yudzok de Mishto, Hamishal Shelt Fonois Milamal Lomatan. Person puts the walls of the Sukkah, starting from the top, going down. It needs to reach 3 tefachim close to the floor. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it's possible. In other words, it needs to be connected to the floor. Within 3 tefachim, it's considered to be lavud, and it's connected to the floor. But if it's the opposite, it's starting from the floor, going up to the top. Once it reaches 10 tefachim, you're kosher. So even though there's space between the wall and the schach, it's okay, because we say good asik. We look at the wall as if it's going up. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Keshem Shlamata Lamala Asar Tvachim, Kachmi Lamala Lamata Asar Tvachim. The same way from the top to bottom, you agree that Asar Tvachim is enough because you say good asik. Also, if you go from the ceiling down, when you have 10 Tvachim wall, it's good enough. Even though it did not reach the floor, you see good achis. I mean, you look at the wall as if it's going down to the floor. Hilchik is a sikuch minat fono yishlosh Tvachim psula. If the schach is far away from the walls in the horizontal line, meaning the schach is far away from the walls, 3 tefachim, you have a hole on the top of the sukkah of 3 tefachim, so it's possible. So, Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan Loyom, Rabbi Yisrael Lenyan Sukkah. All Rabbi Yisrael spoke about regarding sukkah, that if you have a mechitza on the ear, you say good asik as if it's connected to the floor. Avalinian Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael Moedi. Regarding Shabbos, I'm not going to say that a wall in the ear is considered to be connected to the floor. It's not a mechitza l'gabi Shabbos. So the more Mil said of Chanino, Om Rafli and Shabbos, Chanino argues, and he says that according to Abayisi, it works even according to Shabbos, or even by Shabbos, you say that the Mechitza is considered to be going down. Tom Rav Chanino, Chanino said a story. Shilton Baal Tziporin, there was a soldiers that came to Tziporin, and they had to bring for them food or different things that they needed. The Tolo Kitiois, they hanged over there different walls. I mean, they didn't do it on Shabbos. There was already ureas. There was already some sheets that are hanged on the ear. V'hita Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzhi talta tachteim b'shita sofiv. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzhi b'dievet allowed to carry in that space, even though the walls now reach the floor, because you say good asik. Like his father, like Rabbi Yitzhi, the old, you say good asik, meaning you say that a mechitza tluya, a mechitza in the air, is considered to be going down to the floor. Continues the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Agrees with Rav Chanino that Rabbi Yosef holds mechitza tluya even regarding Shabbos. They're both arguing Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says only regarding sukkah you say mechitza tluya, not regarding Shabbos, which is a more chomer. What's the raya? So we're using Rav Chaim's girso. The Oma Rabbi Yosef ben Chanino. We have Yudo, we have Yoiso, we have Hananyo ben Akavio, Shloshav Omru Dover Echad. These three Tanoim go on the same Shito. We have Yudo, Diksharim, and Fuloshim. Really, we saw earlier that when you have bridges that has only two walls, really says good enough, because we look at the roof, we say Pitik Rioivisoisim, the edge of the ceiling goes down. I look as if the edge is going down, that's the Mechitza going down to the floor. Rabbi Yosi, here, that says when you have a wall in the air, you're looking at it as if it's going down, and even though it's not exactly the same, because Rabbi Yosi is talking about Pitikro, the edge of the ceiling, Rabbi Yosi is talking about actual Mechitza, but it's a similar idea that the Mechitzas are going down. And Chananya ben Akavi, what is it? There's three things of Chananya allowed. Hitir Eitza Shibayam, he allowed to use this grass growing in the sea to cover with it food on Shabbos, because they don't add heat. So katsoitro basically means a porch which is above the sea. He says you make a hole in the middle, in between, inside the porch, and you can take water from the sea. Why? Because I look at the edge of the porch as if it's going down, as if you have a mechitza going down. You say pitikur yoyv esoysim. V'yitir havos lunatios. And another thing he allowed is when someone goes to bathe on Shabbos, he could take towels with him back if he has an eruv, or he's carrying in the right way. And he's not choshesh because of schita, he's not choshesh, he's going to come and squeeze the water out of the towels. So these are three things that Rav Hananya said, and one of them is the fact when you have a hole in the porch, you consider the walls going down. And this, we're saying over here, goes in the same shito of Rav Yudon, Rav Yosi here, that we look at the mechitza going down. So you see that he holds the mechitza works even legabe Shabbos, not only legabe Sukkah. With this we conclude Yoshami Sukkah Dav Tes.